Colorado's population is growing and getting older. The shift is something state leaders know they'll need to adjust to. But what are the major challenges that come with an aging population? Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
We currently don't have a lot of people over the age of 65.
That's state demographer Elizabeth Garner.
The reason is when we migrate people to the state, we usually migrate them at a younger age.
But over the next 4 years, Garner's office estimates more than 250,000 residents will turn 65. And an aging population has its own unique needs, says Barbara Rayner.
We all feel a real sense of urgency about it. There are things that are happening that, you know, need to be addressed sooner rather than later.
Rayner heads the Denver-based nonprofit Boomers Leading Change in Health. She also serves on a statewide aging task force that's studying everything from transportation and economic impacts to family caregiving and safety net programs.
We're taking a holistic view of aging and how to create an environment that is great for people who are aging, no matter what age they are.
The group will report back to the state legislature next fall. The real test will then be if lawmakers do something with those recommendations or they sit on a shelf. So far,
I don't think there's anybody that focuses on this area, although I think this area kind of bleeds into a lot of other areas.
That's Republican Representative Lois Landgraf of Colorado Springs, and she's one of those currently working on the aging issue. She passed a bill this year to study the needs of respite care workers. Those are people that relieve full-time caregivers. Landgraf also wants to change how Medicaid pays for home modifications, which she hopes will help seniors and others with mobility problems stay in their homes.
Which saves everybody money, and it's the right thing. If people want to stay in their home, they should be given benefits and services that help them stay in their home.
Landgraf hasn't introduced that bill yet, but is hoping to do so during the upcoming session. Even if bills come up, passing substantive policy is tricky in a presidential election year, especially with Democrats controlling one chamber and Republicans the other. Democratic Senator Nancy Todd of Aurora introduced two aging-related bills this year that were defeated by the GOP.
We're all getting older, so it shouldn't be a partisan issue. It's a matter of, you know, are we really looking out for and being as proactive as we need to.
One proposal would have studied retirement security, which opponents thought was unnecessary for government to do. The other would have expanded the number of people required to report elder abuse.
Recognizing that reporting and getting help and being proactive really makes a difference.
Despite the bill's failure, lawmakers in both parties have made strides on trying to beef up elder abuse laws. In 2013, the state increased the types of mandatory reporters and added penalties for not reporting abuse. Boomers Leading Change in Health Director Barbara Rayner says she's glad the aging issue is getting more discussion and attention, and says many policies that help older people end up helping everyone.
We often say what's good for someone who's in a wheelchair or has a walker is good for someone who's in a stroller or on a tricycle. So walkability, access to healthy foods that are affordable in your neighborhood, public transportation, all those things.
But as lawmakers work to assess future needs, they must also find ways to pay for any new policies they pass in the coming years. And that may prove to be the biggest challenge of all. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.